Random House Audio presents Witchful Thinking by H.P. Mallory. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Prologue. So, no more ghostly encounters? Krista, my best friend and only employee, asked while leaning against the desk in our front office. She was referring to the fact that the previous evening I'd seen my first ghost. I shook my head and pulled into a chair by the door. Maybe if you hadn't left early to go on your date, I wouldn't have had a visit at all. Well, one of us needs to be dating, she said, knowing full well I hadn't had any dates for the past 6 months. Let's not get into this again. Jolie, you need to get out. You're almost 30. 2 years from it, thank you very much. Whatever. You're going to end up old and alone. You're way too pretty, and you have such a great personality. You can't end up like that. Don't let one bad date ruin it. Her voice reached a crescendo. Krista has a tendency toward the dramatic. I've had a string of bad dates, Chris. I didn't know what else to say. I was terminally single. It came down to the fact that I'd rather spend time with my cat or Krista than face another stream of losers. As for being attractive, Krista insisted I was pretty, but I wasn't convinced. It's one thing when your best friend says you're pretty. It's entirely different when a man does. And I couldn't remember the last time a man had said it. I caught my reflection in the glass of the desk and studied myself, while Krista rambled on about all the reasons.